The 5 years may take place, but I'm sure they're not going to take place the way he expects them to. And because of that, he's in no position to make such a plan. The normal market factors that he would investigate are so perverted by arbitrary factors, meaning where one individual is able to control the factor of another individual, not control his actions, but control the market signal that would normally come from another individual, makes it almost impossible to calculate correctly or precisely. And if a man does institute a 10-year plan and it succeeds, he was lucky, because he didn't do it on the basis of normal entrepreneurial skill. Inflation so distorts the signals.
Might take issue with it there to the extent that it's impossible to operate any kind of a business amount to anyone without considering the financial structure of the business for at least a period of 3 to 4 years in advance. This doesn't mean it has to be done exactly right. No business financial plan ever comes off exactly the way you plan it. But it's impossible to do anything in a business without projecting the cost structure for several years into advance. And then you just play the screw up by ear, it's as simple as that.
Well, let's assume then that that the statement is that, let's assume that it is almost impossible to operate a business efficiently without planning 3 or 4 years in advance for the financial structure. That doesn't change the fact that if the world is as it is right now, so that a businessman is prevented from making such a realistic appraisal 3 or 4 years in advance, it isn't going to work. That there's no use saying that you can't operate a business that way. If the signals have been so distorted that you can't realistically do it, then you're going to get bad consequences from your decisions, because you'll be basing it on something you have no ability to get hold of and feel. In a purer market, you look at the market signals. You can analyze demand. You can analyze financial interplays over a period of time through a system of trends. Inject inflation into the marketplace, and every signal becomes distorted. So then you begin to develop a skill for reading inflation-distorted signals. And by the time you have developed that skill, the pattern of inflation has completely changed, because it's an arbitrary one. When you're dealing with millions of people in a marketplace like the United States of America, the individual variables and so forth will begin to dovetail into each other, and you will get significant trends. But if one man at the head of the Federal Reserve Board, for instance, can make a decision tomorrow morning that will automatically yank a certain amount of artificial credit out of the economy, or put it into the economy, this is where I say he is controlling the factors of more than one individual now. He's controlling signals that will come up all over the country that you think are the result of millions of individual actions that have taken place yesterday, and they're not. They're the result of one man's decision in Washington. So then you figure out a long, involved, complicated way, which I don't know that anybody ever has even succeeded at doing, but assuming you did, figure out a way of extracting him out of the signals, of taking his factor out of it so that you can determine what's left. Well, you wouldn't have accomplished anything, because he is still having an effect upon it, and you have to deal with him as he is. So now you figure out a way of dealing with him as he is, and a whole new system of injecting the inflation into play comes into being within the next few years, because the methods of inflation are constantly changing, being sophisticated and refined. It's just that they're not being refined by individuals acting for themselves. They're being refined by a coercive agency that has the ability to impose it upon a wider area than itself. So, even if I agree wholeheartedly with what you say, that you can't plan a business efficiently, you can't operate one efficiently without planning 3 or 4 years in advance, it doesn't change the fact that if the way it is right now is that you can't plan 3 or 4 years in advance, that's the way it is.
There are two things that are worth counting. If that's the case, number one, how come is it that the businesses are not making money hand over fist year after year? And
how come there are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And number two, if that's the case, then why try?
Well, all right, let's see. Number one, the why try, you're going to have to answer for yourself. In terms of the way things are, what are you going to do with your resources to get the most out of life? And if this leads you to think that this is the way civilizations go down the drain, like in the days of Rome when everybody became preoccupied with today's pleasures and so forth, well, don't blame me. I didn't create things as they are now. I'm merely trying to see them as they are. And okay. All right, now, with regard to how come businesses are making money, number one, I would, again, venture an assumption that I cannot prove, but my own empirical experience has indicated to me to be almost an absolute within my framework, and that is 9 out of 10 businesses that you would look at from the outside and assume to be making money, meaning showing a profit, are losing their shirts. And number one natural law is Do not judge the value.